Welcome to SPS Extra, where we talk about all the latest in Spokane Public Schools athletics and activities. I'm Taylor Brooks.
And I'm Stephanie Splater.
And we are in the thick of summer. It's been hot. It's been sweaty. I am such a heat person. I love the heat. You should see me in the office. I'm wearing my jacket, a blanket over my legs. I am that kind of person.
I'm a 72 degrees person, so if it's 72 degrees, I'm good. Up from there, down from there, trouble.
Nope.
No, this has been a really nice summer in Spokane.
Yeah, it has so far.
Yeah, especially in Spokane schools because we've got kids out there doing all the things.
You go by the majority of schools in the thick of this July, and you will see something going on, whether that is cross-country kiddos at North Central, Shadle football players playing with their big
giant ball,
rubber, like
doing an elementary game.
Yeah, like
big those, old group of high school boys.
Those big, awesome, like fun rubber balls that you would get at the grocery store or whatever.
Yeah.
We
that looked so
have
fun.
Seen that. We have a ton of stuff going on in our middle schools. It really has been such an incredible summer for SPS and the things that the district offers. So in this episode, we're just kind of going to recap and celebrate the summer because you'll hear it a lot. It's going to be over before you know it. Sorry, kids. Get your books and head back to class.
Good news. They might get their iPads. Well, maybe not. I don't know. What are
oh
they doing?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, they have computers.
Yeah, I know they have computers. That was like such a crazy COVID thing for me.
Are they hauling around books? Oh, my goodness.
I hope that they're still learning in books, but I will say
there's a lot of things that they will have to get ready.
Absolutely. Sorry, kids. I'm outdating myself. Turn your laptops on and plug them in and charge them up. But seriously, I was at a school once and I walked in and I was shooting some video and they were doing math via computer. They like can write on, like type it out and write it out on the computer. I am sorry, but I'm a pencil and paper kind of gal.
That's awesome.
I have a planner, like an actual physical planner. I write everything in. And if I forget something, and this has only happened once, I had forgot I had an interview, and it's because I didn't have it written down in my planner.
Oh, sure. Well, the cool thing is, I think, and I always say these days and then feel like an old lady, but these days I think there are different like points of access. So kids can be on a tablet. They could be on a laptop.
Yes.
They could be writing. They could be like me, obsessed with pens and buying all the pens and wanting to write everything down like you, it sounds like. And
yes.
So there's all different ways. And I think that's been a focus lately. And so we try to do that with extracurricular and activities also, that there's not just one way to do anything.
No.
And there's not just one way to do things well. And like our summer is like that. There's like things all over the place.
Right.
Not just athletics, not just STEM, not just certain things at certain places. We've got all the things going on. You should have seen Space Week at Camp Imagine a couple weeks ago.
Space
Week.
That
was rad.
Can you tell me more about that?
Well, it was the theme of one of our elementary programs that all of the camps had their lessons kind of geared around a certain topic. So
yeah.
Space Week was the first one that we launched at the end of June. And so, you know, the STEM part was about different things with outer space. There were
so fun.
There's some alien tag going on in the gym. There was some artwork that was so cool. And I was like, if that's the planets actually look like, rad. Awesome. So just cool things like that. And just all around town, kids are active, connected, and being able to continue their learning.
Yeah.
And so important. And then back to school, I mean, we say sorry, but back to school is so fun.
Oh, it's so fun. August, we're going to really get into the back to school thing. So we won't be too crazy on this episode about back to school. But it is a really, really fun time. And we talk about how kids still stay really well connected in the summertime. And it's because of what the district offers. It's because of what is going on. And you'll hear a little bit later, Stephanie, talk about how that feeder pattern concept, still trying to build on that and make that super strong. And I just love it. It is so positive. Like the summer is positive.
I think this is one of our busiest summers ever. And
yeah,
that's just not post-COVID. I think it's ever.
Right.
That we have so many people involved, both from the adults that are working with kids to some of our high school kids and college kids working with our younger kids and the younger kids and their siblings being involved in things. We just tried really hard this year to oversaturate, do all the things,
right.
Put it out there, see what kids love, see what the adults love doing as well, and just keep it rolling, because we had a great school year and we need to have a great summer, which I think we are for sure. Love yeah, it.
Absolutely. And it's so hard when, well, first, when we're choosing our theme for the month in this podcast, it's so hard because we want to talk to so many people, but we know that, I mean, if you guys want to listen to a 3-hour podcast, let us know, but we have to keep it, yeah. You know, shorter and things like that. And because we all know our attention spans are not very large, but if you're out there and you're listening to this and you're like, oh, we didn't cover this, we didn't think of this, trust me when I say we're thinking of you. There is just so much going on that I can't even keep track. Even at the beginning of the summer, I printed out all of the athletic camps, because with athletics, we just don't have a lot of still images of that. And I've been getting into the still photography life. And so I printed out all of the athletic camps. And it's crazy because a lot of those like athletic camps are at the beginning of the summer, because it's like, okay, school's done, let's get into these camps. And then they'll likely have workouts the rest of the summer, or summer leagues or games that they're playing, 7-on-7, whatever it may be. But you matter. Thank you for being so committed, even in the summertime, because we see you, we hear you. We just want to celebrate all that is summer and what has been done.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know like athletics has the kind of a break on August 1st as yeah. far as, you know, eligibility and like serious stuff. And that's probably why a lot of it's front loaded. But like you mentioned, kids are connecting and keeping in shape and growing, getting faster and stronger too. Like some of those Shadle football players that
yeah.
you talk to. And there's just all sorts of things. And just to go off what you just said, we do want to hear from people as far as what you want to see offered next summer. Because there's probably Absolutely. Some great ideas that we haven't heard about yet. We'll start planning it in January next year. So
Heads
in the
up.
Depths of winter, we'll be working on what summer 2024 looks like. And guess what? It'll be awesome.
Yes.
I'm sure it will be.
Yes, it will. And we all know that Stephanie works very hard, but the summertime, she does not get any breaks, and neither does
I went to
our...
the lake once.
Okay, yeah. I did see, there's been a couple times where I've went to Teams U and it's like, bye, I'm out of the office. But it's not very often, people. I'm proud of you for going to the lake and disconnecting. But we do have a guest, Leandra Myers, and she is also one of those people alongside Stephanie who is working diligently and so hard during the summer to make sure things are going well and everything is just rolling on into the next school year. And so such a fun time to have her.
Absolutely. And we take a lot of pride in these summer programs. And I think you're going to hear from Leandra what contributes to that. And that's the people that we work with and the kids that are coming, and her organization and knowledge base on what families and kids need is super awesome.
It's all a team effort, and that interview is coming up next. Welcome back to SPS Extra. We have a very special guest with us from the district office, Leandra Myers, the coordinator of after-school programs. Just a nice little jaunt down here to the Spokane Public Library on a beautiful day.
Beautiful summer day.
Yes. We're talking and recapping, celebrating all things summer. Wow. I can't believe it's basically halfway over. And in a month, we're going to be talking about going back to school. We won't freak anyone out too much with that. But summer. People think it's this lackadaisical time and it's chill. No.
We want to keep kids connected all summer.
Exactly. Think again. SPS is very busy. They offer a lot to kids. So let's just start with there, Leandra, and just where everyone is at and how these summer programs have gone so far.
You bet. We have lots of programming, just trying to keep kids connected all summer, time to learn, grow, meet new friends. And so we've got programs for all different ages all around town with different offerings.
You have mentioned, and we all have, connected this whole time. And that's what we want. We want kids to stay connected. We want kids to stay engaged during the summer. How do you feel like SPS does that in a great way?
SPS offers lots of different programs with different staffing levels
yeah.
so that we can bring together people with different areas of expertise to really connect with kids. We offer lots of different things to keep them active and growing. And we offer breakfast and lunch at our sites, which is huge. Sometimes that's the draw for our community.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it's the activities and sometimes it's the people. So we're really trying to capture all of those.
And some sites have childcare, like we talked about recently. Childcare meaning early learning opportunities for siblings.
Absolutely. So Shaw Middle School, as an example, their 21st Century Community Learning Center program, CCLC is usually how we call that one.
Love an acronym. Love it.
Yes.
They have middle school programming because they're a middle school, but they're also offering sibling care. We did a little research into that. I was at Shaw for many years, and part of that, I asked students, why aren't you coming to summer program? Like, we've got all this cool stuff happening. And the biggest reason, the barrier was, I have little siblings, brothers and sisters that I take care of. So we found that when we incorporated that sibling care piece, it made it then accessible for the whole family, essentially. So those middle schoolers and the little ones can all come. Parents, families know that they're at a safe place, being fed, having a good time. And it just really lessened those barriers. And, I mean, our attendance shot up after we started implementing that.
I've experienced FLEP Fusion, which is something, you know, this spinoff of quote-unquote summer school-ish that FLEP has been doing. And it was really fun to just see, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's simple 2 hours. They do an active session. They do a laid-back session. So it's a little bit of a mix. But I thought that was such a cool idea to implement. And we talked about that, of how summer school can be, when you hear summer school or being in the school in the summer, kids are like, no, like you just explained. But I feel like keeping it fresh and keeping it fun is really the important key to that. And that's why kids are going. And then also to bring your siblings, that's incredible.
And I know we talk a lot on this podcast about like things we did and things that were cool when we were kids. And I remember I looked forward to camps. For me, it was like the traditional sports camps.
Same.
But then when there were opportunities like via Parks and Rec to do the creative writing pieces and some of the... Now, listen, I'm going to stop short on the science exploration because I'm not really a science gal. But I do know that that's an interest and that kids love connecting their learning all summer through science as well. But we wanted to do something last summer that was for all kids as far as things that they're interested in. So this is our second year of Camp Imagine, which is sort of a hybrid of all the good things that we do and offered to our elementary kids. So I know that has taken a lot of planning. We've talked about it a little bit, but just also having the pulse on like what kids want to do.
Absolutely.
And it was so successful last year and we learned from it and grew. And then this year we're two sessions down. We have one to go and we had wait lists. So that's always the measure of something that's super cool. And that's been a fun new thing that we look forward to doing into the future. And then with the 21st century programming, tell us a little bit more about that for people who aren't familiar with that awesome thing happening in the Northeast.
Sure. So a little different from Camp Imagine, where we welcome students from everywhere, all across town, come where you can. The 21st program is more tailored. So it's a grant written for the Northeast, for those students. So we've got 8 sites currently running, 2 middle schools, 3 by the end of the summer, and then 5 elementary schools. And that really is tailored to improving student attendance and behavior and the sense of belonging and this real academic enrichment piece. So we've done exactly what Stephanie was explaining. What do you want to learn about? And then building curricula around that and activities around that, or inviting the community in to share their expertise.
The thing is, and what people don't understand is, we don't just like lock the school up and leave for the summer. I would say, I mean, almost every school has at least something, whether that's open gym, Camp Imagine, this 21st century learning, this, you know, all the things. And I went to an open gym session even something like that. It's something so simple, but can be so beneficial to a kid. Like, there were only 2 kids there, but they were best friends and they just wanted to go hang out in the gym. And so why not go to open gym or something like that, you know? And so it's just such a variety.
Open gym is such a simple concept. Mm-hmm. Does take some behind the scenes work to pull off, but open gym was so successful the last school year that why not do it in the summer?
Yeah.
And guess what? Sometimes it's hot and you want to go in the gym and shoot some baskets. and pooped. Like, baskets sound weird, but like, you might just want to go and do that. And Spokane is so cool that we have all the different facilities, so why not do open gym? We do resurface the floors in the summer, and so sometimes we got to work around that and all the moving parts of our cool construction projects that we've talked about. Mm-hmm. But open gym was definitely something that we wanted to focus on, at least having a couple sites this year, and probably more into the future. And we don't have a shortage of cool adults that want to work with kids right now in summer programs. So that's cool too. Because I think it's just as important for the adults to stay connected and doing the things that they love. The enthusiasm for some of our staff is awesome.
Yeah.
So that's great.
I've met some really awesome people this summer. Some that are maybe a long-term sub or a para or...
College students.
College
high school students. A few.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, with that, how have you seen the adults lock into this too and buy into this concept that SPS gives in the summertime?
It's been great to see the people come back. I think, just like Stephanie said, more students coming and being involved and enrolled. When the adults want to come back year after year because they've had a great time and a great experience, that's a real measure of success for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And even with the summertime, and you guys had mentioned, you know, there's things we're constantly learning. We're constantly thinking about how things can be better or this or that. For the both of you, I mean, is there anything that has come up this summer where you thought about, okay, maybe we should implement this summer? Or has anybody brought anything to your attention? Not giving away any secrets of what could come.
Well, I think we're still kind of in the mode of rebuilding.
Yeah,
reimagining, if you will, to use our favorite word, but really focusing on that feeder structure in athletics and in academics, and expanding more next year to ensure that all of our five feeder patterns, our high school feeder patterns, have opportunities for kids.
Yeah.
And one of the things we worked on this spring in a work group was just that building on experiences. So if you love chess, at high school, you love chess. You've been playing chess for a while. You played it with your grandpa. You played it with your aunt. You love chess. Let's learn how to play chess in first and second grade. And that could be something that we build upon so that once you're an advanced chess expert enthusiast, clearly I have a lot to learn, but then you've experienced that and you've understood that it's something that you like to do, and then you stay connected. And so just, you know, rolling that through the summer is something that we want to do next year. So really focusing on getting our younger students involved in various things. Athletics, there was a period of time where we weren't very robust in elementary opportunities in the summer.
Yeah.
That's growing. Quite a few schools have awesome programs. I just saw the pictures of Lewis and Clark volleyball camp.
Yeah.
What? There were 90 kids there. That's so great. 90 elementary kids, and then I think upper 60s of secondary kids. That's a great turnout
for
LC volleyball. We saw some great basketball camps, and so just speaking from the athletics piece, but I know that's something that I'm looking forward to expanding, because I can remember, and this is not what this podcast is about today, but I can remember specifically what my experiences were at Ferris Volleyball and Basketball Camp.
Absolutely.
And so those are, they're, you know, life changing.
It is.
They were, I connected with the other girls who I was going to play with in high school. And that's the point of it. Got my skills in order. And then also got to meet some kids that I was going to play with later. But Leandra, you've probably seen that in non-athletic things as well that we offer in the summer.
Sure. And we also take all our parent feedback really seriously. So I get a lot of like, do you have this to offer? What is available for this age group or at this place? And so we're definitely taking that feedback and thinking about how we can grow programs, add things for next year. And then we've built a really great website with our communications department.
Woo-woo. Shout out Taylor, Ryan, everybody.
We know it's Kevin.
But it's laid out where you've got all of the different programs. You can go in, get more information, contact people. Here's how you register. And then we also built a database of what else is happening that's not SPS.
Right.
So maybe we don't have exactly what you're looking for. We'd love that someday we do.
Right.
But in the meantime, here's what our partners are offering, where you can go to other sites and see what else is out there. And even in putting it together, like, I think I've got a pretty good pulse on what's happening for summer programs in the community.
Yeah.
There were things I learned about that I had no idea were happening. So I think being able to provide that resource to families and have it broken out by age group in that category, was a huge win.
Absolutely.
Something that's cool about those opportunities too is I think you have all four, if not three, local universities intertwined into the opportunities right, locally. Yeah. Whitworth has a pretty strong traditional gifted program that we've connected lots of our kids to. Mm-hmm. We know Gonzaga is one of our best partners being right here in town, and we do quite a few things with them. Eastern has some opportunities. Our English learning community has a really strong program at Gonzaga. And we did have WSU involved in Camp Imagine with their Food Sense program. So there's lots of cool university connections too, which makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
That in the summer, we'd have those connections. And there's a lot to do. I mean, you see the Inliner, you see the Spokesman, you know, the all the things that kids can do in the summer. But sometimes it takes that personal connection to help our families really navigate that.
Absolutely.
And just sending them to the website is cool. And then helping if they need anything. I know Leandra was on a different broadcast where someone asked her about early learning opportunities. And she was able to show them on the website where that was and how to connect to some things they might not have known about otherwise. So,
yeah, we love a good website always. I know we're still a little bit of a ways away, but I mean, as we know, it'll be here before we know it. How excited are you guys for Pepper Zach, the new SAC, implementing those schools into the whole dynamic? Because, I mean, for example, I'm just thinking of this for Sacagawea and for those kiddos, their school is being demolished. And so there's nothing going on there. So I'm sure they have found stuff to do, obviously. But next year, obviously, there will be this brand new school where they'll have kiddos there. So, I mean, how exciting is it for that to be on the horizon?
So exciting.
I feel good about Pepper Zach and SAC in a way that we've done it now with Flett and Yasuharas and Glover and Shaw with their remodels. So even though it's still a huge task and we know there's all the things in opening a school, feels like we have a little bit of experience finally.
Yeah.
And it's not quite so new, but it's still big and it's still really important. I know Dr. Swinyard and I were talking this morning about some of the structures that we want to have in place for our sixth graders and their experience and a menu of options. He borrowed our our branding that we have the menu of options for kids, which is cool. But talking about at launch conferences, how can we show our sixth grade families some of the things that they have available to them? So we're excited about that for sure.
And it feels like even though we have that experience of opening these other new schools and rebuilding schools, every time you open a new school, it's so exciting. So can't wait to see all the facilities.
Love it.
And when the students first get to go in, there is nothing more magical.
There's a lot going on, but super exciting.
Yes.
So many things to look forward to, and might feel like mid-July, but August and fall is going to be here before we know it.
Oh, yes, it will. Well, Leandra, thank you so much for joining us and coming and talking about all these amazing things. Thank you for your hard work. I know how hard, especially Stephanie works, but I know how hard you work as well. And so just thank you for really just facilitating all of this with these kiddos, because we all know they deserve it.
So. And for advocating for what kids need.
Yes.
That's really important and what they want. And I think you're a great champion in keeping us focused on what kids need and what they want. So keep it up.
Well, thank you. And thanks for
having me. You can have the afternoon off.
Of course.
Don't tell on us.
Leandra is someone who I love to see and hear from because she always has fantastic story ideas. At the beginning of the summer, I hung out with Shadle Park Volleyball and it was so fun to be in that gym. You mentioned in the interview, Elsie had like 90 younger kiddos in volleyball camp. Shadle didn't have as many as far as like...
It was probably awesome.
But it was still awesome. Younger kids, but still like at that time I was there, it was like 90 kids were in the gym, whatever grade or age they were.
Shadle's awesome. Volleyball coach has been there a long time.
She's amazing.
And she is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes, Coach Brooke.
Yes.
I want to play for her.
Me too.
My 45-year-old self wants to play for her.
Same.
Got to talk to her recently, and so I'm sure
she
saw
fantastic.
Some great things going on at Shadle Volleyball Camp.
Yeah, and she's one of those people right now that's behind the whole boys volleyball and men's volleyball push in the country. And so just keep an eye out for that as far as in the community with boys volleyball. I really do think it could soar. And so she's fantastic. But yeah, it was just, Leander's awesome. She is so high energy. She's so positive. And we just need more people like that in the world in general. And so every time I see her, I know she's coming with a good story idea or something to talk about.
I think something about Leander that's admirable is that she understands that our school district spans the entire community of Spokane.
Right.
That it's not just about one region or one area or one feeder. She's always thinking all around town.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? And I really appreciate that because that's something that's important to me and something that's important to our leadership and is important because it's all of our kids.
Yeah.
And so we know we had a really focused, concentrated effort in the summer in the Northeast, and we needed to duplicate that in other areas of town.
Right.
And she's really been an awesome leader where that's concerned. And so at any given time, you will see different areas of town that have summer programming happening. And her organization is key to that for sure.
Yeah. And I loved the part about how adults are excited too, because it doesn't just take the kids. The kids are like such an amazing part to it and such an important part to it, obviously. But the adults, the ones that are taking their time and commitment, and they could be, if they wanted, taking the whole month of July off, but they're not.
I can say this, and not to go into a ton of details, because that's not what this is necessarily about, but we didn't need to post any jobs for summer programs.
Yeah.
Because everybody came back from last year.
That's amazing.
And if they weren't someone who was coming back from last year, they were coming back from even the years prior.
Yeah.
And there is no shortage in Spokane schools of awesome people who want to work with our kids in summer programs.
Yeah.
And I thought about that one day because I thought, you know, it's not paying any bills, really. Right. I mean, it's a fine supplemental little bonus. But I think that those adults are continually wanting to be connected to the kids and the programming
right.
as well. So those ideas about Camp Imagine having themes every week and there being space camp and other themes throughout are from the people working with the kids at the camps.
Right.
And Rogers All Sports Elementary Camp that they put on this year is a design of the Rogers coaches. And so it's really cool to see what we're doing, and Leander just brings it all together and
yeah.
has really taken a huge amount of pride in the summer programming.
Yeah. And of course, as we know, a lot of the summertime, there is a lot of athletics going on. You've got your camps, you've got 7-on-7, you've got 1,000 things going on. And our next interview will be with a couple of juniors at Shadle Park who are a part of the football team. And it's just so fun to hear their perspective on how much work and time goes into the summer. And Stephanie and I can both vouch that the summertime is fun in athletics, but it is also hard.
For sure. I like what Shadle's done because when you were setting up the interviews with them, looking at their schedule for
right.
what those players are doing, they're doing a lot of things from
yes.
skills to weights and conditioning, to team building,
yep.
to leadership training, to getting to know coaches, and there's a lot to it. So I'm glad you were able to talk with them.
Welcome back to SBS Extra. I'm at Shadle Park High School with some football players. I'm going to have them introduce themselves, and then we'll get this started.
Hello, I'm Chase Hendren.
My name is Carson Eichstead.
Both juniors on the football team, and let's just start with that. First of all, both juniors, both picked by your coach to talk to me, so obviously you guys play a pivotal role in the game and obviously off the field as well. What does leadership mean to you guys, especially being upperclassmen now and going into your junior season?
Leadership to me is like a sort of a bond, like through a team. It's like it's kind of a glue, I think. A big thing we have here is like where the leaders is like servant leadership. So like not leading from the front, it's like leading from within. It's like think of like a circle. We're like from around. There's not one guy that just leads everyone in like big dictatorship or something. Like
right.
we all have a role and like we're just trying to get each other better.
I think it's just huge. Like all our captains are juniors right now, so I think it's just big. We have time to grow as leaders, so we have another year. So I think it's huge for us juniors to be able to lead the team with no senior help as captains.
So kind of take me through what you guys have been up to this summer, what workouts are like, and how much dedication you have to have in the summer to prepare for the fall.
It takes basically half your day. So we wake up at I don't know, 7 a.m. Most guys are waking up at 6:30 maybe to get here. And we're here till most days, like 10, some days after 12 for scrimmages or 7-on-7 like we have today. And a lot of guys show up, and I think it's huge for guys to show up for this, because if you don't show up for this, you're missing a lot when we get to season. We're going through play review. Workouts are huge. You're getting stronger, getting faster, getting better.
I think the workouts are a big part. It's like the big freshman classes and younger guys, like a lot of them just don't work out, have never worked out before, and it's just like, it's big growth. So, like, I know when we came in as freshmen, I was just like, and the older guys, I was not as strong. And then, like, a progression. So, like, you keep going, showing up every day more and more. You're getting stronger. You're increasing weight. You're in it. Like, it shows on the field. Like, you're getting better. That's a huge thing, is the physicality and, like, working hard on the field. Like, it all comes from the weight room. And, like, your own dedication and your push and drive. Like, that's why you want to be here in the weight room, is, like, to get yourself better and stronger. It's like, that's every day we work out, and then like we do a lot of speed and agility too, but like throughout the summer we have a thing like to translate for the first game. Like we actually like have requirements, like you need to show up every day, because if you want to play, you want to be here. So like there's a huge drawback if you don't show up every day from the summer. It's like not only just like play, work out and like whatever team practice, but like there's a whole bunch of chemistry. We're here every day, we're getting better, we're moving on together.
I think it's huge to be here also because we're building better relationships with our teammates and our coaches. I mean, I think it's huge for the freshmen that aren't here. They're not building a relationship with the rest of their team and the coaches.
It's so different from what you go to from middle school sports. That seems like nothing compared to the transition. I mean, did you guys feel prepared? And if so, how did you feel prepared, and how have you seen yourself grown?
I don't think I was really prepared at all. I wasn't lifting like I am now before right. freshman year. Lifting has just made me all around a better person and has made me way more fit and better at the sport. So, yeah, I don't think I was very prepared.
Yeah, I agree. Like, for me, like, I was not, because coming out of COVID and then going back into school, it just, that was a big thing, working out. I was not like fit. And then, so we go into, or like just in shape, I guess that's a better word right. for football. It's like going in and working out every day. And it's like, I could feel how I was getting better, and like, I was more conditioned and I was getting in shape. And then come from like beginning of summer to that beginning of the school year, from like 8th to 9th grade, it's like, it was huge.
You mentioned lifting has made you a better person in general. And that is true, I feel like, for sports throughout. Doesn't matter what sport you're playing, you're learning valuable lessons on the field and off the field. We hear that all the time. What are some valuable life lessons you guys have learned so far?
Lifting has built my mental strength better than yeah. not lifting. I've gotten just mentally tough over the last 2 years just from lifting.
In school year, I try and work out every morning. Like, they have classes and whatnot, but you can work out in the morning, and then not only football workouts before school, but just, I think it's just that, like, I'll not only just wake up and, like, you're ready, but, like, there's a switch. I feel better after I work out. Like, sometimes oh, yeah. when you don't work out, it's just, like, I don't feel like I did anything that day. Exactly. Even if I don't do anything, I don't do a lot after I work out, but that workout just makes me feel better. Like, instead, I just feel like, you know, just this, I don't know how to explain that feeling, just, like, laziness. Yeah,
absolutely.
But just that workout just so much better than not only the feeling of, like, I don't want to say accomplished, but like you're doing something, you're making yourself better. Like there's
moving
like a goal.
Body.
Yes.
So you just mentioned goals. I'm curious, how are you guys feeling about the team so far? What do you feel like some of your strengths are? What are some things that you feel like you guys really have to maybe clean up here in the next month or so before practices actually start? How are you guys feeling about the team? And then goal-wise, what are you thinking for this year?
I feel better about the team than I was expecting.
Yeah.
I think our strong point right now is our defense. Our defense is pretty solid. I think we just need to clean up just fundamentals on offense. We're just making simple mistakes that we can fix, and it's just stupid mistakes. Goals for the team, obviously, I want to win the GSL. I mean, I've heard a lot of talk about how after our last senior class leaving, we're not going to be that good. We're not going to be all this and that. And I want to prove them all wrong.
Ultimate goal is for all the team, all the coaches, every year. It's just to win the GSL. Like, every year, that's the goal. That's on the whiteboard and whatnot. That's what we want to look up to and do. But, I mean, as a team, I think the biggest part is, like, guys stepping up in, like, new roles and with the younger guy, so like younger group. So like we're gonna be incoming juniors. I mean, some of us had like we played last year as sophomores, but like there's a lot of new guys coming in, and then guys with not much varsity playing time, and then it's just that mental and physical click to like get in. Like it's no more JV or freshman. It's just like. Yeah. It's like you got to step up, and what he said, I think we're doing what it shows, like it was better than what we thought of, but like yeah. I still think we can do a lot better. Like it's just the little things, like we keep going, keep climbing one step at a time. I think we can, like, we'll do a lot better than what we thought.
Where does your guys' inspiration come from? Does it come from past people who have paved the way for Shadle football? Does it come from your coaches? Does it come from your family? Where does that inspiration to do well and succeed, not even in football, but also just in life?
I'd say the biggest thing is just, like, I know it's, like, hard to say that I just want to be the best I can be and better person every day, but, like, outside of the football field, it's just, I think a big part probably comes from my, like, family and my parents, just, like, mm-hmm. really just, I don't know, I want to be the best, like, person I can be and, like, strive to do good and, like, I don't know how to explain that, but, like, I want to do good. So, like, I mean, a personal motive, but, like, there's obviously, like, so many things around it, and it's just, like, you learn every day, and, like, I don't know, I just want to grow. But, like, coming from football and, like, sports aspect, I'm a competitor, and, like, I mean, a lot of us are. And just, like, I don't want to just be here on a team and not do. I want to be the best I can. It's like, I want to get better. And then moving on, I just want to be the best I can be. So, like, it's really a personal motive. Like, every rep matters, every play, you give it your all. I mean, there's no, like, you can't back down. You can't, like, give up.
The motivation behind wanting to do this every day is, last year I just wanted to be better. I was just there. I was just on the team, basically. This year I want to prove everybody wrong that has said that we're not going to be good. So I think that's what all of our juniors have basically been pushing for, is to prove everybody wrong, because that's all we've been told, is that we're not going to be very good this year. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. That's been my drive ever since last year, or last season has ended. I just wanted to be able to prove everybody wrong.
So I've really thrown some serious questions at you guys, and you guys have been amazing sports. But last question, let's talk about the fun part of this, because it is so fun. Like, I will never, ever forget my time in high school and the summers and summer leagues, and you're constantly busy, but it's so fun and so worth it, because you get to be around your friends and you get to have that, like you guys said, being competitors. I'm still a crazy competitor, and it's what fuels you. I mean, how excited are you guys for your junior year of football and to just really get after it? Because I know the summer can be daunting, especially for that freshman class. You guys have mentioned it a few times, you know, they're just getting their feet wet. They're just trying to understand the concepts and the plays and working out and what all goes into this. But come a month from now, it's like a full go. Like, how excited are you guys for that? And how just ready are you guys for this whole thing to come to fruition?
I know everybody says it, and just it flies by. It's quick. I feel like I just walked in here first day coming in out of eighth grade, but I mean, we're going to be juniors now in our third season. It's just every day feels like so fast, and every day we're getting better, and like it's that fun. We're here with the same guys I've been since day one, and like we're competing and we're getting better together. We're having fun. So like, I don't know, like it's fun. It's the best part of the summer.
I can't wait for the season to start. I've been looking forward for the season since last year ended. Just couldn't wait, because I feel like we are, like, the juniors are, we're like a way bigger part than we were last year. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we're going to contribute a lot more, and I think it's going to be way more fun, because most of the guys that I'm friends with right now are who I've met with football and who I've played with or been playing with. So I think us together on the field is just going to be a blast.
Well, I'm excited. It'll be so fun. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me, and good luck this season. You would never expect Carson and Chase to be just juniors. I think that they're well
grown
beyond
ups.
Their years.
Yep.
Yeah, and that is a
How
big...
lucky are you to get to talk to these kids?
I know. I am very lucky.
The things that they're learning, though, whether they go on to play college football or not, or they go on to be a coach or not, like all the things they're doing is going to propel them into a super successful life.
Right.
And I firmly believe that. And I know that some of the things they're describing are specific to their summer football experience at Shadle, but they're going to be able to look back at those things later in life and know I can do hard things.
Right.
I can be successful because of the work that I'm putting in. And I can make time for a podcast interview right in the middle of a busy July day when I'm doing weights, team building.
Obviously, with every single one of our schools, we wish them the best of luck this upcoming season. Real practices will be here before we all know it. They'll get a little bit of a break, like Stephanie mentioned earlier. But come fall, not only is it going to be exciting to starting the season, but we have this brand new stadium that is looking mighty fine. And
it shut down just, the road today. I was going by and the road down. And I thought, ooh, that's major work on the stadium.
What are they
if
doing?
The road nearby is shut down just temporarily, folks. No need to panic. But it does look really great. And we're getting into all the details as far as what we need to have inside.
Yeah.
We are arranging a big tour with our athletic directors and some other leadership in August, because the turf will be in then.
Yes.
And so there will be some exciting things to take a look at. But also, the plans are in the works for celebrations opening. I think I've mentioned it before, but I'll say it again because it's that awesome. The Lewis and Clark Band is going to walk through Riverfront Park to get to the stadium for their homecoming.
I did not know that.
That's so awesome.
That
so
is awesome.
Full on kind of Washington State, WSU Fieldhouse style.
Yes.
Going to start at LC downtown and then parade through the park to get to the stadium to play their Friday night, first weekend of October game.
Okay.
Goosebumps.
I have goosebumps.
Like, honestly.
Yes.
Like, that is going to be so fantastic. And our other schools have really cool things planned as well. We're going to be welcoming a lot of alumni back.
Yeah.
We're going to be celebrating our other performers in the stadiums, dance and drill and cheer. Our soccer teams are going to be playing there. It's definitely a focus to get some of our sub-varsity teams playing there in the future.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a great kickoff to a brand new stadium. And Carson and Chase are going to get to play there for 2 years.
Oh.
So that's fantastic.
So
part of the
fun.
Season this year and then their full season in the coming years. So that's really exciting.
Yeah. And for our August episode, we'll really dive into the stadium. We'll dive into what is offered in the fall.
Are we
going to
dive into the popcorn? Because they better have good popcorn at the stadium.
I heard they're going to have really good food there. Maybe
we'll see
some
about
food
that.
Trucks.
Better have good popcorn. Oh, yeah, food trucks.
Yeah. Oh.
We have a big celebration.
I know what my husband and I are doing on Friday nights.
Yep.
There's going to be a whole week, basically, of celebrations come September, and we'll talk more about that in our August episode. But the stadium has been a long time coming.
And in the meantime, we'll just open two brand new school buildings as well.
Yeah.
At Pepperzak and Sacagawea, so that's exciting.
Yeah, and speaking, you mentioned the turf at the stadium. A little teaser video for you guys. We're bringing in two athletes from each of our high schools, and we're doing the grand reveal with them. And so we'll have some drones in the air. We'll video them walking into the stadium for the first time, and then we're going to have them all interview about what it means to be able to play at a stadium like this. As soon as the turf's down, that video is going in motion. So this is my plug. Look out for it at SpokaneSchools.org/stories because that will be really cool to just get their perspective before anything even happens, before they even play there. So
that's exciting. You know who else is coming this fall? Preschoolers
and
kindergartners. Starting school. So we're starting to think of what are the things that they're going to be involved in and what are they going to be up to. And we'll have all of our sixth graders in Spokane schools at middle school.
Yes.
It's different than where we were this time last year.
Right.
So that's super exciting. Expanding lots of different programs and, you know, things like art club and different music opportunities and different things that kids love to do. We're going to be talking about that too.
Yeah. August is going to be jam-packed because it's right before a really exciting time, and that's kids just being back in buildings, which granted, you know by now, in this summer, they've been in buildings. But still, even, like you mentioned, the preschoolers and the kindergartners and the middle schoolers being at their at the middle school, sixth graders being at the middle school level, It all is so exciting.
And those fifth graders now get to be the old kids at school.
Yes.
And so they get to be in charge. I know they were in some spots already, but that'll be super exciting.
Yeah.
And then high school, just all the fun things that we talk about here. So a lot to look forward to. And we still have some summer left. So
exactly. Fantastic. So enjoy it, everybody.
Yeah.
Enjoy the summer.
Get out there.
Enjoy the sunshine. Take some time to relax. I know that's hard in the midst of everything that we've been talking about this entire episode, but still, summer deserves to have a little bit of relaxed time. Maybe I'm just talking indirectly to Stephanie here. But we will see you guys in August. We love the summertime, but we, as school people, can't wait for the school year to start in September. So also remember to follow us on Spokane Schools on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn to get all the latest updates, watch stories, read blogs. We have a lot that is going to be in motion here in this next month. So keep up to date with us, and we will see you guys in August.